Until a few days ago, State Auditor David Yost and the Ohio Department of Education were jointly investigating a practice that had shown up in the state's largest school district. Records showed that hundreds of thousands of absentee days in the Columbus schools had been erased. But when questions arose about enrollment data in Toledo, and even in one of the smallest school districts in Ohio, the State Department of Education became one more target of Yost's investigation, rather than a co-investigator. Education Department spokesman John Charlton says the department welcomes another look.
I think that the employees of the Department of Education are doing the best job they can to certify and verify that the information being entered is correct. It has been a system that will rely on the integrity of the school districts to enter it openly and honestly and accurately. And I don't think that anyone here is trying to cover anything up at all. I think that we're all on the up and up.
Auditor Yost plans to sample school districts around the state, and he wants to complete his investigation by this fall.
Reason for that is we're coming up on a fall election, and there will be districts around the state that are trying to make their case to the voters that they need a levy. And we don't want the folks that have been playing by the rules to have a cloud hanging over them. We don't want them tarred with the same brush as those who have been playing fast and loose.
The core question is whether other districts did what the tiny Lachlan School District outside Cincinnati did. That is, pretended students who did badly on state tests had withdrawn from the school, so their test scores would not count, and then re-enrolled them. Yost said he wasn't aware until late this week that the Plain Dealer had raised similar allegations with the Ohio Department of Education 5 years ago about Cleveland schools. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Amel Schulze.